everybody.
Love Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. It is Psychic Luna back again, trying again to see if we can get through. And we were having a lot of technical difficulties a few minutes ago, so we're hoping that we don't have those right now. I'm going to try to call in and see if I can call in our guest reader, which is our psychic Lisa Morrison. And hopefully everybody, you know, is actually hearing me this time. I just got to bring, and bear with me as I try to get her up and on. Lisa, can you hear me on the computer? Have you tried to sign back in?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Okay, awesome. I have her on speaker on my cell phone. So let's see if we actually can get through this time, because we were having a terrible difficulty before. Okay, so let's see. You can hear me on the computer? You can?
Yeah, I can hear you on the computer.
Okay, so we'll sign you in then. Okay, wonderful. So people are here, you're hearing me on the computer. So let's see if I can try to get her hooked up and in here. So she's going to try to phone in. Let me try to call her in. It might be easier. So I'm going to bring her in if I can. Let's see if I can put this number in. Let's see. So sorry, everybody. We were having terrible technical difficulties before. And we're hoping that, you know, we can get our other guest on, our special guest, the wonderful psychic medium, Lisa Morrison. She's fabulous. So.
Hello?
Lisa, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, we did it. Awesome.
We did it.
We did it. We did it. I'm so excited. Okay, great. So I'm gonna try this. Let's see if you can. I'm gonna see if you can hear me now. Hopefully we're not getting a lot of feedback. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I guess there's something going on. I tried to do headphones earlier. That didn't work. We were having trouble with the other computer. So we're here. We're on. Thank you so much for everybody who's still in, the guests that are still in the chat room. Please feel free to call in because we have the wonderful, amazing psychic medium Lisa Morrison on with us tonight. Mercury retrograde has not won. We have won. We're still here. Anyway, so I'm Psychic Luna. I am a psychic medium. I have a metaphysical shop called Luna Enchanted in Marlborough, New York, in Ulster County, which is the Hudson Valley of New York. It's 8:49 in the evening tonight, right now, and we're supposed to start at 8:30, but we had, as I said, all this craziness, so thankfully now that's done. So I am so pleased to have our special guest on tonight, Lisa Morrison. She's a psychic medium. She's local. She's amazing. I work with her, and I love her, and I'll have her introduce herself. So Lisa, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I've been reading for about 6 years.
And I'm a psychic medium. I do psychic readings. I do mediumship readings. I'm a mom of three beautiful, young, silly, wild children. I've been married to my husband for 10 years now, and I'm located in Washingtonville, which is in Orange County, right near Stewart Airport in Newburgh.
Right.
And, I started working with Luna about 7 months ago now. And we have a good time together. We do.
We do. We've done some spirit circles together. We've actually had a very good time. So Lisa is a psychic medium. And like myself, she's clairvoyant. And I believe you're also clairvoyant. You have all the clairs too, don't you?
I do. My strong points are clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient.
Yeah, same as mine. Perfect. And so... both of us have actually started. We have a psychic development group that we started. It's actually Lisa's idea because she's like giving me all like the little, we have to have this group. So we started it. And it's pretty good. We've had some people coming out for it, and we've done some stuff to help people that are getting messages and feeling stuff and they don't know what to do with all of it. And so they're coming to psychic development to try to figure it all out and navigate it. So we've been having fun with that, which is awesome. So, Lisa, tell us a little bit about like how you talk to spirit. Like, what do you do? What do you get? Like, what's your method in a sense?
My method?
How do you tap in? Like, I'm putting you on the spot now.
When I go to do readings, what I do is I kind of quiet my mind. And I ask my guides to be with me and to help me for messages of healing and clarity and accuracy and speed. And then I ask them to, strongly as possible, send me visions, send me thoughts, things that I can interpret with my frame of reference to be able to relay the information to the sitter.
Wonderful.
So, and a lot of the times, too, you know, it's... sometimes, you know, I'll get things that makes absolutely no sense to me, and instead of butchering it, because what you could get, you know, may not be wrong, but you may not be able to interpret it properly for the sitter, is when, you know, then I'll just kind of say what I'm getting. You know, and
right.
9 times out of 10, the sitter will say, you know, like I have one person once, their mother kept showing me a banana, and I ignored it because I couldn't interpret it, so I just kind of was like, all right, let's move along. And they showed me the banana 3 times, so I was like, finally I looked at her, I said, look, I said, your mother's showing me a banana, and I don't understand why, but she keeps showing it to me. And she goes, oh, she used to call me, her name was Anna, and she said, my mother used to call me Anna Banana. So.
That's funny. That's very funny.
Yeah.
So I was trying my headphones again. They're not really working, so I'm giving up. So I'm sorry if there's an echo. I'm going to have to try again next time with a different set. But anyway, one of the things I find that you're good at connecting to spirit, that I've noticed is you're good at connecting to spirit and you physically get things. Like you're like me, you're an empath, so you physically feel things. And I know a lot of our listeners probably have experienced things where they're actually sensing it or feeling it on a level that's other than in their head, in a sense. Like maybe they smell something that's not really there, or you know, they sense or however. So tell us about that. Like, how do you deal with that?
Most of the time I'm okay, but then I'll have times where if it's a very overpowering spirit where it makes me almost lose my breath or makes me dizzy or makes me see spots. And it's funny, that's actually how I found out that I was a medium, was because I actually started to suffer from anxiety and panic attacks, which I thought was something happening inside of me, that there was something wrong with my body. And it turned out that I was an empath and I was a medium. Spirit was trying to connect with me, and they were making me feel my heart rate, tightness in my chest, the dizziness, the shortness of breath. I'd have, you know, random pains. And over time, once I found out that it was actually spirit trying to give me messages to relay to people, I was able to channel that energy where the anxiety and a lot of the anxiety and panic went away. But I do still get this sometimes where the spirits there are extremely strong and they make me feel very uncomfortable. And I know if they're just trying to get me to relay the messages or the validation of who they are. But it can be scary at times. You know, I mean, I've been doing this for so many years, and I still get nervous sometimes when they make me feel so strongly, where it almost feels like there's something wrong with me physically.
Right. And I know we've talked about that. Like, I know for myself, like, I've gotten overwhelmed, and I know we've both said we've gotten dizzy and nauseous and stuff like that. Like, different energies, you know, create sometimes physical reactions. And the best way to explain this to people that don't really understand what and how we feel is, if you've ever gone to a place where, you know, you walk in the room and people are already in the room and you kind of get that odd feeling, like you feel a little bit like either you don't fit in or you feel a little uncomfortable or something like that. That's how an empath feels when they connect to people. Sometimes they pick up on their energy and they try to figure out, like, where is it? Is it me? Is this my energy or is it their energy? And it's that same idea when you go in a room and there's a lot of people and you're picking up, oh, things are really great in here or things are really bad in here. So it's that kind of same type of energy that we feel. And we all have it, you know. One of the things I should say is that we have the ability to be psychic and we all have the ability to be mediums. It's whether or not we tap into it and how much we open ourselves to it. The best way to do it is to to kind of like do psychic development. And I find meditation is probably one of the better ways to connect to it. You know, doing meditation, some people like to use a pendulum. You know, there's all sorts of, you know, you can get a divination tool like tarot or something like that. So there's all sorts of
automatic writing too.
Wonderful. Exactly. Automatic writing is beautiful. And so there's lots of ways that you can tap into it. And I know that's what Lisa and I have been doing in the class. Like, we've actually done things this last time where we took different color felt and we cut up little squares and we had people in teams and someone handed one of the felt and then the person psychically, almost through that idea of psychometry, they felt the color. And we had people that, you know, I was expecting like some people to get one. We had people that were getting like 5, 6 right out of like
5 out of 6, yeah.
Yeah, they were getting 5 out of 6. It was crazy. It was awesome. So it's a good way. And there's lots of tools out there to practice. You can do meditations to open up your third eye. Just meditation in general is really a great way to open up. And I think, right, I think you probably did this yourself. Sometimes you just have to tell spirit, you know, I am here. I am open to spirit. I am a vessel for the information to come through. And when you do that, you just have to make sure that you ground yourself really well, protect yourself. And how do you do that? So how do you usually ground yourself and protect yourself, Lisa?
Me, I always do it before and after every reading. And how I do it is I imagine a bubble of white light surrounding me, and then I imagine either roots of a tree or beams of light, one from each foot and one from my tailbone, going down into the earth. And I kind of just sit there and imagine it going down, down, down until I feel it connect to the core to keep me grounded.
Right.
And then that's when I imagine my crown, because I always put like a do not disturb sign when I'm done reading, because I have to be me and live my life and take care of the kids. but I always imagine my third eye open and my crown opening and a light connecting me to source, to spirit. And then I imagine my aura kind of getting bigger, and I ask my guides to step into my aura, and they give me a symbol, so I know that they're with me. And then that's when I start with my prayers and chat with them before I do a reading.
That's beautiful, yeah.
And I always ask them to only allow me to connect with those that walk in the white light.
That's beautiful. Actually, I think that's a good point too. You want to say that you want to say that you want to connect to those in the white light or in of God, if you want to put it that way. You know that you want to connect with the realms, the higher realms, in a sense. When you do mediumship work, it's kind of like I joke around that, you know, mediums don't need a Ouija board because we are the Ouija board. You know, we're literally the ones tapping into spirit. So you do have to have some techniques that you follow and use so that you can kind of protect yourself. I like to pray. I was raised Catholic, and even though I'm a witch and I, you know, I'm an eclectic witch, I still take from that. And so I pray, and I think I said this on the last show with Sharon, I pray this prayer. It's a Hebrew prayer. Archangel Michael to my right, Archangel Gabriel to my left, before me Archangel Raphael, behind me Archangel Uriel, and divine light and presence of God surrounding me. And I learned that a few years back, and I really like that. If not, sometimes I also like the Psalms, you know, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, or even just calling in and saying to your spirit guides, your ancestors, you know, your galactic guides, I'm here, I'm ready, I'm an open channel for spirit, only of the light, only of the good, for the messages, for the highest good for these people. Because you also want to make sure you're giving the right messages. And also, I ask for protection, and I call on my guardian angel. So you can do all that kind of stuff, and it's amazing. So we've had a person on hold for about almost 12 minutes. So I'm thinking we should try and see what's going on with them. So let's see.
Sure.
Here we go.
Hello,
and welcome to Dark Horse Radio. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you ladies doing tonight?
We're good. I don't know
good,
if you tried to call in earlier, but we had some real technical difficulties before.
Yes, I was aware.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for sticking with us tonight. So,
what's
your name?
My name is Valerie. I had a personal reading with Lisa, a one-question reading not too long ago.
Wonderful.
Oh, hi, Valerie.
Hi.
So I'm going to assume you had a great experience because you're back.
I did.
Okay. So what's your question tonight for us?
I'd like to see if I'm going to be working, should I be working, or is there a relationship coming in?
Okay. All right. So, you know, when you said that, are you going to be working and should you be working, I got two different energies. And so that's interesting because I wonder if maybe you feel you should be working because you have financial worries and obligations, but maybe spirit at this time may not feel it's correctly the right time. So maybe it's going to take a little longer to find some work. And we can look at that further, but I kind of got two distinct energies with both of those. So Lisa, what did you get?
Well, work-wise, why do I feel like you're either already retired or you're currently not working at all?
You're absolutely correct.
Okay, because I feel like there's been a break, but then I feel like there's a drive to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily feel like you're going to be working full-time. I almost feel like you're going to be doing something either on your own or possibly with a partnership, but I feel like it would be something that brings you more joy. I mean, it will help pay the bills a little bit, but it's something that would bring more joy. Why do I feel like you have a connection to this type of work? Like either psychic or Reiki.
Reiki is what I was going to say. Do you do Reiki?
No, I don't have any experience there.
Maybe
okay.
That's something.
Do you feel very connected, though?
No, but I'm in the medical field, and what I was looking for was a part-time position. Finances is not really an issue so much. I just want to be busy.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I was feeling, but for some reason I was drawn to it when I said Reiki. So that would be with the medical.
So
that may be something you do down the road.
You know, I want to lean towards her healing stuff because with the Reiki and the healing, it kind of goes hand in hand. So it's likely that modality is standing out. Like maybe she should find something in like the healing type of work. I don't see her working full time. I see her working even maybe part time or even a little less, like just doing like a few hours here and there. But almost to keep her busy. Have you thought about like volunteering as well?
No, I'm not really interested in volunteering.
Not in volunteering. Okay, because what I was picking up almost was like maybe you would be doing something where you kind of gave like of your time once a month or something towards, I don't know, it seems more of like the healing, like working with people that are in need. So I don't know, maybe if there'll be something that comes out of it.
Well, I wanted to go back. I wanted to maintain my skills in my field. So
okay.
I just wanted to just like a part-time.
Why do I keep seeing the number two, though? Have you already applied to two jobs, or do you have two jobs in mind?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Because
is there one of the jobs, though, why do I feel like there's a male connection? Somebody, I don't know if it's somebody you know or somebody you worked with before.
I spoke with a female. I hadn't worked
okay.
with her before.
Okay. No, there's a male connection, but it's somebody that you know. So I see the two, but then I feel like there's going to be another option, and it's going to be through somebody that you know, but it's a male.
Oh,
it keeps
okay.
going with the letter M. M-K? So maybe it's Mark or Mike. So keep your options open because I feel like you're not in a rush. Like I said, it's not necessarily a financial thing. It's just because you want something to keep you busy.
Right.
So I see the two that you sent, but I feel like there's going to be another option coming up because I do see you going back to work. It's going to do something part-time, and I do feel that it's a healing profession. So if it's not actually energy healing, then it's something that is, you know, people heal with their words if they're a social worker or you know, a nurse or anything like that.
Yeah, because I'm in the medical field.
Right. So let me ask you this.
But yeah.
Is there somebody that you know that you kind of like talked about this with and they gave you some advice? Because I almost feel like maybe what Lisa was picking up on was almost like you're getting a lead from someone.
Well, that would be good too.
Cause so there may be some kind of lead coming forth because almost like a lead that you're going to end up where somebody gives you some advice and you look in that area and that's how you find the job. And I also got the number two. So it could take, maybe it takes 2 months because there's no rush for you to find what you're looking for. But
right.
I do think you will be working. I think it'll be part-time or even a little less than that. And I do believe that you know, it'll make you feel better, because I feel like most of this is just because you want to keep busy. Now, the love life, you asked about your love life too, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I'm going to shuffle on that. Lisa, do you have anything with that yet?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see.
Okay, what? Did you have a lot of chaos with relationships in the past in general?
Oh, probably so, but it's been a long time ago.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel like that almost blocked you for a long time. I don't know if it's because you were hurt and in pain, or if it was a trust thing, because I feel like whatever has happened in the past, I see a lot of chaos, and I feel like even though you feel like you're ready to move on, you haven't fully let go of that yet, and I kind of feel like that's brought you to a place where you're searching, but you're not finding a steady relationship. But then I sense some anxiety with this too, because what are you afraid that you're not going to find the right person?
No, if I don't find the right person, it's okay. I would like to have someone, you know, there, but if, you know, it's
yes,
not like
I keep feeling this strong sense of like a need for a companion, you know. It doesn't necessarily have to be a marriage or anything like that, but I feel like a sense of loneliness.
I do think she's going to connect with someone, but I don't see it as being immediately. I feel like it's
that's
almost
how
like
I feel.
She's starting to, it could even be when she goes back to work, you never know, like it could be somehow connection through that, but it almost feels like it takes a little time. She makes that connection. She's a little once bitten, twice shy, like the trusting, it's like it's going to take a while for her to really say like, oh, is this real? You know, is this like what's going on? But I feel that the way that I pick up the man is he's a little bit older than you. And I just get the feeling like he's, I want to say distinguished. It's just the way he carries himself. He's kind of like, not a fancy pants, but he's together. He's got himself together. And I think he dresses nicely. And I don't know if that matters to you or not, but he's not like frumpy. You know, maybe that's the wrong word for a man, but he's just not, he seems like, he's dressed, you know, he's a decent dressed man and he's intelligent. You could hold a conversation with him. And he seems kind and he's not like in a rush to like go from, you know, just dating to like something fast. He takes his time with you. He's not in a rush physically necessarily to get into a relationship. He respects you. So I do think there's someone coming. I think it's a connection made possibly through another party. So in other words, maybe someone introduces you or you meet somehow when you're with someone else. But I'm going to say don't.
Yeah,
be
and I see it being like casual dating too, I have to say. I don't see it as being a serious thing. I see like the companion going out to dinner, going out to the movies. I almost feel like he may have a little bit of his own baggage. And so he might have a hard time fully committing himself. And that's why it may just stay in that dating. I don't necessarily see people moving in. And I keep seeing the number 10. So it's either, I would say, what order in March?
Yeah.
So it's either going to be October or within 10 months. I'm feeling more like fall to winter time. Though.
Well, it's
like it would be at
the
tail
card,
end of the year.
The card that I pulled up was the Aquarius card. So if we look at April, in 10 months, we're closer to that time of year. So it's possible it takes that long. But I did get that he might be possibly a widow or he had a relationship end. That's why I feel like he's not rushing so fast headlong. He's more respectful, I want to say. He seems like that kind of a man. He's not somebody that you have to worry about so much. Like, he just seems like he has values.
Is this a long-term with him?
You know, I want to lean yes, but it's more casual, like Lisa said. It takes him time to get serious. So as long as you're not in a rush and you just enjoy it, he'll be there. He'll be around. And I think you will. I think you'll take your time with him, too. He's not going to give you reason to doubt him. I feel like he's really you might get insecure at first because you're going to be like, he's too good to be true. But I just don't get that you'd get, like, I don't think you're going to think he's a player type of man. I think you're going to see him for who he really is. Okay?
So who's doing the read? What's your name?
I'm Luna. I'm Psychic Luna.
Oh, Luna. Okay. Because I'm trying to distinguish between Luna and Lisa.
Oh, sorry.
And I'm Lisa. Yeah.
Okay. And so the job will probably come through someone that I've already worked with, more likely.
Yeah, it's either somebody you know or somebody you've already worked with before. I feel like it's going to be a referral. Either they're going to get you in somewhere or they're going to refer you to something.
Yeah,
I keep feeling that it's going to be about 3 months for that.
Yeah, it's going to take a little
while. Time frames can vary because people do have free will and things can change. But, like, as of right now, I feel really strongly with the number 3.
Okay.
So
that sounds good, too. That sounds good.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, ladies, very much. I appreciate it.
Good night.
You're
thank
very
you.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. So, Lisa, we have, I think I might have put Lisa on hold instead of, Lisa,
there
you there?
Go.
You know, if anybody knows anything about Luna, she is not computer savvy. My name might be Hacker, but there ain't no hacking going on, unless it's me coughing. But anyway, so we have a few people on hold. Do you want to take another one? We actually have a question. I have a question in the chat room, and it is from a lady who asked. She said her question is in regards to a man named Alan, and she'd like to know if he's interested in her.
Mm.
So are you getting anything? I'm going to let you take this one.
Hold on. Let me see what I got. I'm not picking up on an Alan either. I wish it was white because you said she types this, right? Because
yeah,
there's no way.
Dove for Peace, can you tell us your name, your first name? Because I think that might help Lisa connect a little bit. I'm used to this from K104, so I can connect in a little bit. But here she goes. Her name's Annette. Her name is Annette. So Annette wants to know about Alan. Is he interested in her?
Why do I feel like Alan's in the... See, this is the problem because I can't talk to her. Because why do I feel like Alan's in some kind of bind, whoever Alan is? I feel like whoever she's referring to is in some... But I don't know why I don't get a connection to his name.
You know,
but I'm getting whoever she's referring to. I feel like this person's in some sort of a bind with a relationship. Why do I feel like maybe I don't know if he's in the middle of a divorce or thinking about divorcing or separating.
It's like being unavailable. Well, you know, I got that he isn't necessarily quite right for her. So even if he is interested in her, the thing that I got, it's almost like be careful what you wish for. Because he may not necessarily be the right person. So
I keep hearing trust in my head too, that you have to trust things, and she's got to stay optimistic. I don't know. I mean, because she can't respond to us. If she is just if she's just trying to find somebody that she thinks she connects with, and I feel like she's just got to trust and be positive that the right person's going to be put into her path at the right time.
Yeah, that's all
about
divine timing. Yep, that's divine timing. You know, Annette, what I'll say is I feel like the thing that I'm getting strongly is that you may want him to be the guy because you like him and you have, like, some feelings or, like, a crush on him in some way. But I do think he has some interest in you. My concern, so to answer your question, yes, I do think he has some interest in you. If she's asked what makes him not be the guy, the energy that I get, it's just an energy thing. It may not work out the way you want it to. If it takes too much time for this to develop, like I always tell people, have a timeline. So if like you want to give him 3 months, and if in 3 months he hasn't shown you any interest and he's not coming towards you, you move on to someone else. So what I would do is I would give him that time period and say, okay, if it's not coming towards you, but honestly, the way spirit works with me and the way the cards are saying that it's going to take time. He may be interested, but he might have stuff going on. Like Lisa said, he could be still kind of getting over another relationship or something like that. And I just kind of get he might not be the right guy for you. So what I think you need is homework, and I'm going to give you homework. What I want you to do is to think about the opportunity of not being just closed off to other people. And it's not to say that it won't work out with him, but be open to other people and give him a short period of time. I kind of think give him 60 days to like maybe 90 days, so 2 to 3 months. And if in that time he hasn't shown lots more interest in coming towards you in a better way, then I'd move on, because you don't want to waste time. A lot of times what we do is we give people way too much time. You give it until April, the end of April, that's perfect. And if he's not, then move on. I will tell you, I do see you in a relationship. I feel you will be in a relationship probably by the fall. So, you know, there's another person. If it's not him, there's another person. So don't give up. Like, I see more of a serious relationship by when I feel like by Halloween time. So, like, you're actually, like, really getting into it. So I would just say, you know, try to just take it easy and just love yourself.
I also feel like there's children involved, too. I feel like that, and I see another woman involved. So I don't know if that's him getting a separation or divorce, or if he just likes to kind of hop around and not be monogamous.
It could be
either
that.
Or.
Because let me tell you, these
I,
people
yeah,
like to
I
be
feel
players.
Like there's commitment issues there, definitely. He's got other
yeah,
stuff
actually,
going on.
Yeah, people like to be players. I shouldn't say men, because it's all people. They just want to, like,
right. There's women that
monogamy
are, yeah.
is kind of a lost, dying thing in our society these days. But don't give up. That's the, you know, and that's the homework. Don't give up. Take care of yourself. Put them on a timeline. And, you know, I just want to make sure you're giving him enough information that he knows you're interested. You know, I kind of feel like make sure you're flirting a tiny bit just so that he kind of gets it. Because sometimes people are a little dense. They don't see it. So just let's make sure he sees it. And if he's seeing it and he's still not doing anything, then move on. Okay? And thank you for your question. So, Lisa, we were talking about the psychic mediumship stuff. And I know both of us are, we do mediumship circles and things like that. So tell me one way that, oh, she does flirt with Alan. Oh, she said she does. Good. Okay, then he knows. So, Lisa, tell me, everybody who's listening in, by the way, because not everybody's in the chat room. So, and afterwards, I guess they can't, I don't know, I don't think you can see the chat room once we change, you know, and log out, because the show stays and you can go back and listen to it. So tell me, you know, some of the ways as a medium that, like, I know for myself, I'll give you an example. Like, if I'm in the mall and I'm around a lot of people, sometimes I'll get messages for other people. And I don't want to have any part of that because, A, I'm a private person, and, B, I don't want to disturb other people in their private time because, I, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I don't want to walk up to strangers and say, hey, by the way, this is what I have
for
you.
Oh, I would
you.
Never. I feel like that's overstepping boundaries.
I do, too. I feel that way. But, you know, sometimes there are those spirits that are so chatty, and they do not leave you alone until you say something. And I've had that experience at work where years ago I was working, and I worked for Bath & Body Works, and I had a manager who I had, you know, we were friendly, and her grandma wouldn't shut up. She kept giving me messages for her. And they were appropriate to her situation. And I was kind of worried because the woman was very Christian, and I was afraid that she would get angry because a lot of people are afraid of mediumship. You know, they think that it's not of divine
right.
light and stuff like that. And I remember I went and I thought about it strongly, but the woman would not leave me alone. Like, I'm trying to stock a shelf, and the spirit is just not leaving me be. It's like crazy. So I remember I told her, and she took it very well. And actually, she got validation, and she was very excited about it and was happy. But for me, it's very difficult for me to do that because I feel like I'm disturbing people. Yet a lot of times people, you know, they'll say, I wish, you know, I knew that. I wish I knew that. But I kind of feel like you don't want to cross boundaries with people. So for
right.
the newbies that are opening up out there, what is the best advice you could give them in situations like that where they feel like they want to share, but they're afraid to share?
You mean in like a public place like that when it's somebody you
yeah.
don't know?
Yeah.
Well, I would just say, there's really nothing you can do. You can't say anything. And spirit is intelligent, and you're the one that has the control.
Right.
So it's very easy to turn them off and tell them, you know, they need to step back and they need
mm-hmm.
to appreciate that it's your time. It's
right.
not time for spirit. And I've built that over the years with the amount of circles and classes that I've taken, where
right.
unless it's for somebody I know directly and it's like a dire situation where I have to get this message to them,
you
spirit knows they cannot bother me. Like, it's something
right.
that takes a lot of time and practice. But
right.
they're intelligent and they understand.
Right. So for
so,
the newbie,
you know, you can't, yeah, you can't jump in
you can't
and
really
start
give those
telling people, because everybody, you have to respect everybody's other, you know, everybody has different beliefs, and that's fine, you know.
Right.
I mean, I grew up Catholic, but I'm more of a spiritualist now. And, you know, I'm not going to go and start bashing Christians or Buddhists or anything for what they believe. Everybody's entitled to that, because I know that we're all, in the end, we're all going to end up in the same spot. We're all,
right.
our souls are all striving to be in the same, you know, to get as close
exactly.
to God
yeah.
or the higher consciousness or whatever word term you want to use.
So for the newbies, I guess the best advice would really be to be very careful about the information you share with people. And I'll tell you for two reasons. One, you have a responsibility ethically and morally to these people and to yourself. And you can also put yourself at risk if you don't know the person, you don't know what you're walking into. If someone solicits you for advice and they're asking you, then it's different. And even sometimes then, they don't want to hear what you have to say. So you have to kind of be a little cautious. And I know a lot of times in the beginning we get super excited and we're like, oh, I want to share this because this is so wonderful and beautiful. But you have to be careful because not everybody is ready for this those messages either. So,
right.
you know, you have to it's a way, you have to find your own way to navigate. And as for spirit, when they're bullying you in a sense, because they do sometimes, they're in your face. And in a mediumship circle, the one thing that happens to me is it's almost like a beehive. I hear like buzzing. And it's like everybody's talking to me at once, right? And then I'll get strong messages in one area, and then someone will stand up and I'll kind of like, in a sense, like I'll hear them stronger, or they'll send me something stronger. That's fine because it's a mediumship circle. But when I'm out in public and that's happening, I tell them to back off and to just basically stop. And sometimes I just completely ignore them and pretend like I'm not hearing them, because when one of the things I've found is if you acknowledge spirit, then they kind of have you. So if you just kind of go, no, not today, and you keep going, it's sometimes easier than dealing with them. Depending on also the type of spirit is as well, you know, and what you're doing. I know for ghost hunting, when I do ghost hunting, if the spirit is maybe not one of the better spirits that you want to deal with because they're cranky or hard, sometimes you have to kind of just leave them be and try not to deal with them so directly. But when you're dealing with somebody that's a spirit of a loved one that's crossed over, it has a different energy. And they want to, like, share, and it's a different type of energy. So, but when you're having personal time, it's personal time. So I think that's one of the things you kind of learn as you go when you start to develop your abilities.
Yep, the more you develop it, the easier it becomes.
Absolutely.
You know, the easier it is to control it and set those boundaries with spirit about, you know, when it's okay to come and have a chat, and you know.
Right.
Versus, you know, I'm out food shopping or whatever.
Right. So I have a question for you, and I don't know if I've ever asked you this before. Do you communicate with animals? Past,
I do.
You do. I do too.
Although for whatever reason, I don't understand why, because I have taken classes and have wanted to do animal communication because I love animals. And they, when the classes I took, they said it's easier to connect with the living, just like psychic, right? It's a lower vibration versus mediumship.
Right.
So it's easier to connect with the living versus the deceased. Well, for some reason, I get the deceased animals.
Yeah.
I had a dog 2 weeks ago that took up like half of somebody's reading. I couldn't believe it. And he had tons to share. But it was a tragic passing. He was young, so that's maybe why. And the living, it's like I'll look at my cat and I'll be like, hey, what are you doing? And I get no response.
You know what's funny?
I mean, like, a handful of times I've gotten stuff from other people's animals, you know, randomly.
Right.
But for some reason, I cannot, like, perfect the living. Maybe I should take another class. I don't know.
No, I think it's whether or not, I kind of feel like it's like people, if they gravitate to you because they like you or not. You know, it's kind of the same idea. Because for me, I do both as well. Like, I tend to get more deceased animals which they say, like I said, is harder. But I also get living animals. And so, and sometimes what is very interesting, like the other night I did a reading and the woman's deceased partner came through and his dog was there. And then his cat was talking to me as he, like the both of them were talking to me at the same time. So I had a live cat and a dead person talking to me at the same time. And they were connected. And it was like very weird and interesting all at the same time. And that's never happened before. So I always, with what we do, it's kind of like you just got to hold on and ride ride it, because you just never know what can happen.
It's really true. It's
very true. I used to do these ghost hunting, which I still will do. These ghost hunting spirit message circle things. And Willow Diana, who actually might be in the, she might be off now. She was actually in chat before, but she might be listening. Willow did one with me, and she's an amazing psychic. She's a local Hudson Valley psychic. She was getting the animals singing to her, and I remember she got a parrot, and the parrot was singing like, I can't remember the song. It might have been like the Pina Colada song, but it was like this song, and whatever the song was, when at the end of it all, the person said to her, that's the song I sang to my bird like every day. And so sometimes for me, I get music, and so I'll hear like a song stuck in my head, and I don't know whose it is, and then it'll start to come out who it's for as I go on like throughout the day. So, or even if I'm doing a mediumship circle. Have you ever had that happen where you've had like music come to you and stuff like that?
Oh, actually it happened when I was at the Awakened Fair on Sunday in Tarrytown. I had a woman, her husband had just passed, and first he brought up Elvis, and then all of a sudden I heard Fools Rush In start playing in my head, but it was the UB40 version from, what was that, like the late 80s? And I said, well, now, I said, and then all of a sudden he showed me an image of a wedding. I said, Fools Rush In was your wedding song, and she nods her head, and I was like, holy cow. And then, but I said, but it, even though he's saying Elvis, I think he did that for me to recognize the song, because that's the original. I said, because then I heard the newer version, the UB40 version, and she goes, that's because it was a different version of it. It was pretty cool.
That's very cool. Yeah,
but yeah, well, I do get music like that.
Yeah, it's amazing how spirit works. Like, we all get our unique ways that they communicate with us, and it's just interesting when they do things like that, when they show us pictures or movies or, you know, and that's how it happens sometimes. Sometimes we see flashes or pictures, or we see movies, or sometimes they relate it to us in our terms. Like, they may show us something that happened in our life, or that we know about, so that we can connect that to what's happening and what happened to them. So there's so many ways.
Yep.
But anyway, I have some people on hold for more than, like, one's going up on a half an hour, so I'm going to connect to them. So hang on a second.
Okay.
Hi, and welcome. What's your name? Hello?
Hi, my name is Mary.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your name.
Mary?
Mary. Hi, Mary. How are you tonight?
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
Washingtonville.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Close to Lisa. Pretty cool. Well, Mary, what's your question?
I'm contemplating leaving my job, and I'm not sure if I should because of the security.
Okay. All right, so we can look at that for you.
You want me to go first? You want to go first?
You can go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So based on the cards I just pulled, and psychically what I'm getting is that you want to leave, but at the same time you don't want to leave. There's a struggle. For some reason over the last, I keep seeing six. So I'd say the last 6 months or so, I'm feeling that you're starting to build a little bit of strength, a little bit at a time to get yourself out of there. I feel like you know you need to leave, but you're stuck there. You're stuck. And I keep seeing dollar signs. So, which means mm-hmm. It's the money, the job security. But I keep hearing don't underestimate yourself. I feel like that if you were to leave your job, you would be kept busy by other things. I do see you working another part-time job, though, later on. But I feel like right now you're kind of stuck back. I see you backed in a corner. Like, I really feel like you're stuck, but then I see new beginnings, which tells me that I feel like it's going to happen anyway.
Mary, what do you do?
I feel like it's going
to be... I'm sorry, what?
What do you do? What kind of job do you do?
I work in the school district.
I got that. I wasn't sure if you were a teacher or not, but I felt like you were in a retirement system. So are you, is part of this leaving about retirement?
Yes.
Okay. Because, and are you, what sign are you? Because I have an Aquarius card. So what sign are you?
Cancer.
You're a Cancer like me. Okay. Were you thinking about leaving like at the end of the school year, like next year?
Well, the problem is that the job is okay, but the dynamics of all the people that I work with, it makes it difficult to stay there.
Right.
I have 2 years left before I get a better pension, but I'm tired. I'm almost 62 years old, so.
Right. Well, you know, the two is here. I have the two. And I, you know, practically speaking, you know, if I were your friend or your daughter or something, your sister, I would say to you, try to hold out and do the 2 years because of the pension. And I see that. And I honestly think energetically, it's because the people around you are draining you. It's not the kids, it's the people. And so the thing that I'm getting is that you might find that you might try to hold out one more year and see how it goes, like finish this year out and see about next year, and then you might decide to stay. But I kind of think for you, if you can, I almost feel like if you do stay, you have to do something else for yourself that nurtures yourself, like whether that means getting a massage sometimes or, you know, getting something that makes you happy to take that energy off of you so that you don't feel so overwhelmed, because you need to pamper yourself a little bit, because I think that energy is like making you crazy. And my only worry is that the energy could make you sick. And that's, then there's, you know, like I wouldn't stay. If you think it's going to make you sick, then I would say no amount of money is worth it, because the stress, it's the stress that I'm concerned about. You know, almost like if you wanted to transfer to a different school within your district or something like that, that doesn't seem like something you can do. Is that correct?
Correct. Absolutely.
So I'm going to lean towards, you know, you get almost done with the year, right? We got 2 months left about, right? Maybe? Right?
Yeah.
April and May and so
yeah.
3.
Yeah, 3 months.
And then you have your summer off, or are you a full-time employee?
I'm full-time.
Okay. My husband works for school district. He's full-time, and I get it. But the energy changes in the summer. Sometimes it becomes more hectic, depending on what you do.
Yeah, it's worse in the summer.
Yeah, that's what he says. It's worse in the summer.
At home and at work. And I just feel at this point I'm tired.
You got to mull over what's more important. Is it more important to have the extra money? I do believe Lisa's right. I think you end up getting a part-time job after retirement at some point, just to kind of keep yourself busy and make a little extra money on the side. And I can see you doing that, just like something easy. You know, it could, depending on what it is, I don't think it's something you'd really be on your feet. It would be something kind of easy. But I don't know.
Yeah, I have to be honest. The first card I pulled, Luna, was the Devil card, and that drew me exactly to staying just for that extra money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, because that's what's in her heart.
Right.
I just think that I have to take – I don't want to be a burden to anybody when I – you know, I want to make sure that I can take care of myself.
Right. Well, that's
when
the
I get
cancer.
Old.
Yeah, that's your cancer. The cancer is the nurturer, so you want to make sure that you nurture everybody, sometimes at your own deficit. So that's why I feel like if you do stay, you have to do stuff for yourself. And I know you're going to say, well, I don't want to spend all that money, but even if it's a massage, a Reiki treatment, going to a spa and getting a facial, things where you just pamper yourself a little extra, because you're not getting pampered really at home and you're not getting pampered at work, and you need to kind of nourish yourself and not be stressed. And just spirit keeps showing me water, so please make sure you're hydrating enough and you're drinking enough water, because I just feel like your body needs more nourishment of water.
Okay.
But at this point, honestly, I kind of feel like you're going to finish out your year, and you'll probably do next year, and you might decide somewhere in between if you'll finish this year, but you're so close to the end. I don't know.
Well,
I'm as a Cancer and a practical person, I kind of feel like you might want to stick it out, and the cards are showing that that's probably what you're going to try to do until you can't.
I operate from the logic mind. I have 28 months left. Can I do 20?
I think you can. I think you can. I think you're going to not be very happy, and I think you're going to, that's why I said, you're going to be, the best word for me to use is pissy about it, because you're not going to want to be there, and you're going to be upset, and you might be kind of, you know, you're going to be the darker side of Cancer. You'll be stormy, maybe crying,
you know,
a little bit, or angry, but not at, you know, at home more.
I come from gratitude, but I have so much going on at home and work that I always every day try and look at the positive.
Well, that's why I say please take care of yourself and nurture yourself, because the gratitude is beautiful, and that's a wonderful thing to do, and people always forget that. But, you know, I think about, say you've got this. Say you can do it. See it being done cheerfully and happily and in gratitude like that, and just move forward, because then you'll get it. And honestly, 2 years will go really fast. It'll go super fast. You know, so you'll get, you know, I know when you're there, there's some days you're like, ugh, but it'll go fast. And the people that are driving you the most crazy, I'll give you homework. So what you want to do is you want to close your eyes and surround yourself in white light, which could be angelic light or Christ light, right? And then visualize the person that is driving you nuts at that moment, and put them in the same white light. And then say, you can either say, I love you, and this is a universal love where you're sending love to them, and you say their name, and you do it three times. I love you, I love you, I love you. And then you can do it three times a day. Or you could see yourself, once you're surrounded in the light, giving them a gift and sending them like a positive energy, because then they're going to mirror back that same energy to you, so it won't be so much chaos. And at home, you can do it to the people you love, you know, because sometimes they're having a hard time. You can use pink light for the people that you really do love, you know, and just try to shift the energy so that it becomes lighter for you. Because I feel like you're right now, you're kind of on the heavier side of things, because it is burdensome to you. So if you try to do that with the white light, you might find what you're getting is more positive than negative back. Because I just feel there are a few people at the job that are just not so easy.
That's true, but I do every day pray when I go to work, and I ask my angels to protect me from the negative.
Good,
every
very
day.
Good, very good. Did you want to add anything, Lisa?
No, I mean, I still, based on what I pulled, I still see it ending before the 2 years.
Yeah.
But I mean, you have free will, and if you're a fighter and you decide that you're just going to do this, that can change. But I see it getting awfully difficult, and I see the strength building, not the strength to stay, but the strength to finally pull away and leave.
Well, the hardest part is taking care of my family, because I have 4 grandchildren, and they're the best part of my life. So I focus on that, and that's what gets me through every day. But I want to spend more time with them.
Right. And I think you will. But that's why you have to take care of yourself and be positive, because you don't want the negative energy to pervade and get you sick. You know, so just make sure you take good care of yourself.
I know.
Oh, I think I accidentally muted her. Oh, I told you. I'm sorry, Mary. I accidentally muted you. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for your
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, and that's another good thing that you brought up is free will, Lisa, right? So
it's true. The readings are for guidance, you know, and I'll pick up things where they're headed currently based on their current path and I give them tools and guidance, and what the sitter does with it when they leave is totally up to them, you know? I have to tell you a really funny story about that one with me personally getting a reading.
Oh, go ahead.
So I had my very first tarot reading 4 years ago, and I was always afraid of the tarot. Like, the cards just look scary. So I go, and I'm like, all right. So I get in there. And anyway, during the reading, the woman was very accurate, and she tells me that I'm going to get pregnant and tells me when I'm going to get pregnant. And I was like, oh, my God, no. I had two kids. I was good. I had difficult births. I had difficult pregnancies and health issues and whatever. And I was like, no, I can't go through that again. What if something happens to me? So I came home and I begged my husband to go to the doctor and get a vasectomy. And he wouldn't go. And then sure enough, she was right on when I conceived with my little Liam, who's now almost a year old. And I'm so glad he's here. So I'm glad that, you know, we just let it go with the flow. But it goes to show you, like, we could have stopped that. If he listened to me, we could have stopped that from happening. And that goes to show, you know, you have free will.
Yeah, thank God you didn't, because Liam's adorable and he's a sweetheart.
Oh, my God, that's my little ham.
He is. He's, like, such a good spirit. We've only got about 3.5 minutes left, and we have one person online, and I'd like to see if we can get at least a quick question in really fast for them.
Sure.
So, hi and welcome. What's your name? Hello? Oh, well, we lost them. Okay. Well, Lisa, you still there? Yeah, the call dropped,
yeah,
so unfortunately that sucks. But we've got about 3 minutes left. I know I really want to have you back on where we don't have, like, a disaster like we had earlier. So maybe, you know, maybe next Thursday or another day we can pick, and we can get you back on next week, and we'll try again, and we'll have more people and more chances for people to call in. So if anybody wants to find you, can you tell us where they can find you?
Sure. My website is, I have two, my Facebook website is facebook.com/ReikiMedium, ReikiMedium. And my regular business website is ReikiMedium, which is ReikiMedium, .weebly.com.
Okay. And you do phone readings, you do in-person readings.
Yes, I do in-person, and I do phone readings. I do in-person and distant Reiki. And I'm actually been certified in past life regression therapy, and I haven't started offering it yet, but I will be shortly. I've been, you know, kind of working on that to perfect it before I decide to offer it as a service. So.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so very good. And you also read at my shop at Luna Enchanted, and you also do mediumship and spirit circles. Okay, so we have short...
Yep, and the psychic development classes also.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of fun. That's the second Thursday of the month.
Yep, so that's what's coming up. So if you want to find out more information, you can head to Facebook, to my Facebook page, Luna Hacker, which is L-U-N-A Hacker, or Luna Enchanted. The website is lunaenchanted.com. You can listen to me on K104, the Woodman in the Morning Show. And I will be back with Ms. Sharon Foster, who's a spiritual counselor and medium, next week. And the lovely Lisa I'm going to have back again. And we'll keep continuing doing this. Please bear with us. It's, you know, as I said, I'm not the most computer savvy person. I'm trying to navigate this. The headphone thing didn't work tonight. The computer thing went crazy, but Mercury retrograde has its ways. It's when everything that can go wrong will go wrong. But we look forward to continuing. And thank you for calling in. And thank you for listening in. And I wish you a blessed week. And thank you again. And thank you, Lisa, so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Well, have a good night, everyone. Take care.
Take care. Good night.
Good night. Bye.